Yearly, almost 800,000 people in the United States experience a stroke. In the past, experts agreed that a patient only had a limited amount of time to fully recover from the stroke. However, new research shows that the ability to recover completely from a stroke is possible, but may take significant time and effort after patients return home. According to MU Occupational Therapy Professor Julie Krug, certain therapies can result in new neurological connections, but cautions that the changes may occur slowly over time. After a stroke, most survivors stay in the hospital for an extended time, followed by several weeks in a rehabilitation center. When they return home, many patients can have trouble remembering information and therapies received during rehabilitation. Krug says stroke therapy is not a one-size-fits-all treatment plan, and that stroke survivors should investigate the different types of therapies available.
Two of the most exciting treatment methods that we're using are constraint-induced therapy, where we are actually restricting the use of the stronger side to encourage the use of the weaker side. And then there are also different types of orthotics, or splints, if you will, that have come out, some that involve electrical stimulation and some that involve tension and physics, in order to reestablish some neural connections.
She suggests contacting the local chapters of the American Heart Association at www.americanheart.org or the American Stroke Association at www.strokeassociation.org. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.